Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, a self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Welcome to episode 42. Oh, this is sort of a continuation off the last episode. Last episode, we talked about letting go of the things that hurt our heart and our soul. And today I wanted to talk about severing ties. Severing soul ties with someone that we were romantically involved with and why it's important to do so. You know, we have just gone direct. Today is March 28th. Mercury retrograde has gone direct. And for any of you who follow Mercury retrograde or have been aware the last month, last 3 weeks, this Mercury retrograde was a little bit of a booger and definitely brought back the old for a lot of people to sort of rehash and sort of understand and to, I think, continually let go. And I have also been doing that same process. So let's talk about these soul ties that we create with someone, you know, and they can be created with anyone we're in any sort of romantic relationship or non. And it can be even stronger when it's a soulmate, big soul contract, or even twin flame connection. It can be even harder to sever these ties. So we become energetically bonded with someone. And when these relationships end for whatever reason, this can be extremely difficult for us to move on and oftentimes dangerous because those ties are still there. And it just makes it really hard to move on when we're still tied to someone and trying to move forward. So when we become energetically or emotionally tied to somebody, it takes action on our part to sever or cut these ties and cords. Lingering soul ties, if we don't take care of them, can wreak havoc in your life. You know, many times we are like, all right, that relationship ended, and we just whoop, off we go without actually taking the time to cut those cords and cut those energetic bonds. And then later, sometimes those strings get a little bit of a tug in many, many different ways. So how do you know if you still have ties to someone? How do you know if you're still energetically bonded? Well, there's some signs that come up for you. You know, you may be tempted to go back to that relationship, even knowing that, you know, it isn't good for you and that it doesn't serve you in any way, shape, or form. So if you're still energetically connected to someone, you could potentially make the choice to go back when it's not even good for you. You know, you might just cry a whole hell of a lot about it. and you can't stop thinking about this person. And you actually, like, act out scenarios. You have conversations with them in your mind, or you're continuing to actually communicate with them. You know, when you constantly want to reach out to them, you wonder what they may be up to. You have a hard time getting rid of any sentimental items that you may still have, pictures, trinkets. You may have some of their clothes at your house. It's just hard for you to get rid of those physical items that still bond you. And, you know, then we have that beautiful thing called social media, where you may just be tempted to look them up, see if you can find them. What are they doing? What's happening? These are some big telltale signs that you still have an energetic tie to this person. So what are some things you can actually do I have in my past done cord cutting exercises, and they're very powerful. They're extremely powerful. Cord cutting, ties cutting, whatever you want to call it, soul tie cutting, it just allows you to move on and heal your heart so that you can then eventually be open to new relationships.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So what are some things you can do? The very first thing is just literally acknowledging that you still have a tie with this person. Acknowledging all those things that I just mentioned, like, oh yeah, I still do that. I think about them all the time. I can't get them out of my mind. This, that, or the other thing. Acknowledging it, putting it down on paper is allowing the universe to know, okay, you're aware, and now it's time to take that action. The other thing you can do is forgive. That relationship is over. It no longer matters who is right, who is wrong. It's about now forgiving someone's actions and what they did or what they said, forgiving yourself if you have said or done things, forgiving yourself for staying, forgiving both of your suffering for, causing things, forgiving the other person and yourself so you can move on. And then here comes the big one. Actually visualize the cord cutting. Actually visualizing the person that you are still connected to in front of you. Visualizing the tie, the string, the cord, whatever it is, the chain between your two hearts. And then actually with love and release and forgiveness, cutting that cord. And you can cut it with your hand, with a swipe. You can cut it with scissors. You can cut it with a sword. But actually visualizing yourself cutting the cord and watching it fall away. But the key is always doing it with love, always looking at them in their innocence and doing it with love and forgiveness. Now, the next thing you do is gather up all of the things, every single piece of it, of the physical items you still have around, and getting rid of them. Maybe you donate it if it's clothes, throw it away, give something to somebody else who could use it, get it out of your possession. And no, it doesn't mean you go and you like store it in a box in a closet, because it's still in a box in the closet and you're still connected to those physical things in a box in a closet. So move them out, get them out of your sight and out of your physical space. And then the last thing really is, I have found this extremely pivotal is, sort of writing a letter of forgiveness, just letting it all out and then literally sealing it and in your mind's eye, mail it to the universe. You don't actually physically have to mail it, because again, sometimes I find that if you actually send those things, it tends to keep you connected. So just do what you need to do with it. Burn it. Let it off to the universe, rip it up after, but release it all. Now, it may take more than once. It may take more than one cord cutting, especially if this person is any sort of twin flame or deep soulmate connection, that for whatever reason this time around it does not work. So it may take more than once of this act of cord cutting. And it's not meaning that you just stuff those feelings away, because stuffed feelings often just rise up later. So it's really about letting go so that you can move on. And taking in this this amount of trust, right? And no longer holding on to those feelings of, well, maybe it'll work out later. Well, maybe it will. But trust in the universe that you have let go so that both of you can heal your hearts and do the things that you need to do on your path of journeyman and path of healing and path of growth to become whoever you need to be for someone else, for yourself, or maybe we don't know. We can't control those things. You just never know if it comes back around. So I think I said this in last podcast too, is the whole inhale trust, exhale surrender, and let it all go with love. And continually being really self-aware when these feelings start to pop up again, because you may get triggered by something. You may start to think about someone. You may go somewhere where you both went and had an amazing time and it brings back feelings. Well, always take those moments and hold them with love, say thank you, be grateful for them, and then release it. You know, and if something comes up that triggers you in a way that, you know, it triggers a bad memory or something that was not quite wonderful, that you forgive it. You are grateful for the lesson. You are grateful what it taught you. You are grateful for the growth that it will bring you, and you release it and you let it go. So continually being self-aware of yourself, what's happening, and releasing you both. So I hope you got a little bit out of that today. And I was just really reminded of it as today Mercury retrograde goes direct. You know, you're still feeling the things that you may be dealing with the past. Mercury retrograde is always beautiful for that, bringing back the old so that you can look at it again in a way that perhaps brings you greater clarity or greater forgiveness and just allows you to let go. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And I would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to Heidi@lovewideopen.com if you have any comments about this particular segment or any other podcasts you have listened to. And don't forget to check out lovewideopen.com. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or HeidiDallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at lovewideopen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.